Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Women's sports on the rise. Megan Rapinoe, Caitlin Clark, Serena Williams, Mia Hamm, Lindsey Vonn. The list of high-profile, recognizable women athletes is growing, and track and field athletes may be the next to become household names. That's the bet that Alexis Ohanian is making with Athlis, an all-women's track and field league. Ohanian is perhaps best known as the co-founder of Reddit, but he's also an investor who's made no secret of his interest in investing in sports. During a press event in New York City, he said the idea for Athlis came to him while watching the Olympics, during which millions of people tune in to watch track and field events. His logic? Why not try to tap into that audience outside of larger events? That's how Athlis was born. The league is an attempt to capture the excitement around track and field events that has traditionally only existed around the Olympics and other big-time track and field events. Last year, during its inaugural event, Ohanian says it drew 3 million viewers, attracted big-name advertisers like Toyota and Tiffany & Co., and was more successful than anticipated. Athlis is giving some athletes the chance to focus entirely on their chosen events, something that until very recently, only the top sliver of athletes have been able to do. British mid-distance runner Georgia Hunter-Bell, for instance, said that she only recently was able to quit her full-time job in tech sales to focus on track and field, and she's an Olympic medalist who has set national records. It was hard training around a full-time corporate job and trying to train like a professional athlete, she said. But leagues like Athlis are creating pathways to the pros for athletes like her. Globally, revenue from women's sports doubled from 2023 to 2024 and was expected to exceed $2.3 billion in 2025. According to a March 2025 report from Deloitte, basketball and soccer remain the sector's biggest moneymakers.